A major environmental project has been launched in Wales after securing £3.4 million in funding from a charity. The Summit to Sea scheme will create a corridor of 10,000 hectares across Wales, and the land will be primarily managed with the environment in mind. The project is backed by Rewilding Britain and the Woodland Trust. I asked Natalie Buttress from the Woodland Trust in Wales how the project would work.
It will basically be the project's aim to try and get these landowners on board with the overall vision, help to shape and co-design that vision in a way that works both locally and for the overall aims of restoring the ecosystem area that we're talking about.
Well, what if you don't persuade people to join in?
Well, it will be their choice at the end of the day. So if we don't persuade them, then the land that's there already will continue to work together and create the ecosystems in as best way as we can. But ultimately, we need to have more local people on board. And
are you going to give them financial incentives then to take part?
It's an opportunity for us all to work together to come up with the best model from an economic sustainable point of view. What that means is that in terms of the way that farming and land management works at the moment, we know that it's subsidised by taxpayers' money, by government funding. So what this will be doing is looking at a different model where farms and land holding can diversify.
Yes, if you were going to ask farmers to join in with that, you would have to pay them a certain amount to help them do that and help them set up.
The whole point of this project is that it needs to be sustainable, and continuing to pay for the way that the agriculture is set up at the moment is not sustainable in our view. It's basically subsidising.
But a farmer might say to you, well, they can sell their sheep, but they would need some capital if they wanted to set up, say, a leisure centre or something to get more people into the countryside and have a diversification that way, for instance, which is something you mention in your project outline. But they wouldn't be able to fund that on their own without some help.
Well, we know that the policy landscape is changing. So, you know, in Wales, for example, there is a proposal that's been put forward by the Welsh Government that will invest in economic resilience for farms. So there may be opportunities for farmers to tap into that source of funding.
Yeah, but that would be government funding. This funding that you have for your project is £3.4 million from a charity, actually a charity set up by the family that owned Tetra Pak. But then you're saying that farmers could join in by using government money. So, funding going towards?
Sorry, I was talking about the longer term vision. Over the next 5 years for this particular project, the funding that we will be getting from Arcadia, from the Endangered Landscapes Programme, will be to set up the infrastructure to help identify what the best mix and balance of different activities will be that will be generated from talking to local communities and talking to farmers. And that money will go towards the people and the organisations and the processes that are needed to set all that up. Ultimately, it might be an entity that's owned by the community, but that needs to have some development time invested in putting that together and understanding what the best way forward is.
Heather Buttress there from the Woodland Trust in Wales.